What is a green product? This question was addressed by the Green Consumer Guide, which first appeared in Great Britain in 1988. The guide said, "There are two ways in which a product can be considered green. It could have more environmentally sound contents, it could be wrapped in environmentally sound packaging, or both." The guide went on to list the qualities of a green product. 1. A green product is not dangerous to the health of people or animals. 2. It does not cause damage to the environment during production, use, or disposal. 3. It doesn't consume a disproportionate amount of energy during production, use, or disposal. 4. It does not cause unnecessary waste due to too much packaging or due to a very short usage life. 5. It should not involve the unnecessary use of or cruelty to animals. 6. It does not use materials derived from endangered species or environments. The Green Consumer Guide added to this the general rule that a green product should not improve price, quality, nutrition, or convenience at the expense of our environment. If we consider this whole list of qualities, it will occur to us that in fact very few products are really green. Many products are, however, greener than before. In advertising products in the 90s, firms tried to give their product at least one of these qualities. For example, petrol is basically a damaging product to the environment. It builds up carbon monoxide in the air and adds to the global warming as it is used. However, the petrol of today is advertised as being unleaded. At least one of the polluting aspects has been taken out, and this can be used in promotion.